PBS is the acronym for the public broadcasting system. You may define it, however, in many different ways. It can mean children's programming.
Sunny day, sleeping up, clouds away.
Adaptations of great literary works. Or cheeky British comedy. Now, as NPR's Susan Stone reports, there's something completely different on public television.
We walk the halls of life, see the things that we want to say, be what we want to be. Wherever I go, I search for me.
The documentary series American High follows the lives of 14 teenagers and their friends at Highland Park High School in suburban Chicago. A small army of cameras led by series creator R.J. Cutler filmed kids from the bedroom to the classroom to band practice in the shopping mall. Students also used their own cameras to create video diaries. American High feels different than most programming on PBS, thanks to quick pacing, scribbled graphics, and loud music, along with real-life dialogue brought to you by the letter F.
These are the years that you were supposed to go wild, blame it all on your parents or society. Not have to suffer consequences, have unprotected sex, go do drugs, smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol.
Morgan!
That's obligatory teen provocateur Morgan. His struggles with attention deficit disorder and battles with his parents provide a gripping storyline, buffered by his lewd antics. Viewers also meet Allie. Her parents are in the midst of an ugly divorce. Brad, he expresses his gay identity through art, and Susie, she longs to be an opera diva, but has trouble relating to the high school obsessions of looks and boys and more.
It's a weird situation to be in at this age, to be so totally, like, inexperienced. Like, to be 17 and not have had your first kiss is, like, freakish. I wonder if kissing's fun.
There's a good reason this doesn't sound like standard PBS fare. American High was originally made for Fox Television. It ran for 2 weeks against Survivor and Big Brother last summer before Fox voted it off the air. The tribe had spoken. But PBS saw an opportunity to appeal to an audience that grew up on Sesame Street and then moved on to MTV. The network knew parents would tune in American High, but reaching teens was a bigger challenge. For a lot of today's high schoolers, the network's call letters might as well stand for Peanut Butter Sandwich or Pretty Bitchin' Summer. John Wilson knows. He's co-chief program executive for PBS.
So it's not just a matter of let's make promos for American High and put them out there and teens will bump into them and then come to the show. They're not in the audience to begin with, so we really couldn't use our own air to reach them in a significant way. So we had to come up with a plan for reaching them where they are.
Wilson says the network was forced to get creative. They joined up with teen websites and publications, and even distributed American High t-shirts at spring break. PBS strategically programmed the show to air at 10 p.m., when youth-oriented networks Fox, UPN, and the WB go to local news. And, Wilson says, they got a sponsor fluent in teen.
Coca-Cola certainly knows the grammar of teenage viewers. And so if nothing else, it seems in sync with where they're at in their life. They're used to seeing Coca-Cola in their life, in their schools. And so then to see it associated with this show, it might just connect the dots that, oh yeah, this is for me. This is about me.
But about 30 of PBS's 347 member stations decided the show wasn't for them. Some in North and South Carolina, Indiana, and Utah were troubled by the content. Certain profane words that peppered the kids' conversations are bleeped, but many are not. And raw talk about sex, drugs, and drinking is commonplace. Just like real life, says show creator R.J. Cutler.
We show the whole thing, but we don't show the whole thing gratuitously. You know, we're telling stories, and we're trying to tell them as entertainingly and compellingly as possible.
Larry Smith, general manager of Salt Lake City's PBS station KUED, disagrees.
If the language and the approach would have been slightly tamer and less sensationalized, I think they would have been more effective and we would have run it. I wish, quite frankly, we could have run it.
Smith's station had been excited about American High, scheduled it sight unseen, and brainstormed about promoting it to young viewers. Then, preview tapes of the first four episodes arrived. Larry Smith made what he calls a torturous decision to drop the show. One factor was a lewd scene that appears in the first two episodes. Morgan angers his father by making sexual jokes while wiggling a cucumber. Smith wasn't alone. Many stations reacted to this.
It's out of Casablanca. They were shocked, you know?
American High creator R.J. Cutler.
The truth is, we were showing in that scene a very important part of his relationship with his dad, who was able in that moment to laugh at him, but was clearly kind of nearing the end of his fuse.
PBS is no stranger to controversial content. Some of the network's premier programs have brief nudity, sexual situations, and profanity. Salt Lake City's KUED itself recently ran a documentary on syphilis among teenagers for the third time. That show ran at 8 p.m. In American High's case, Larry Smith says it wasn't the cucumber that crossed the line, but whether a show with adult content should be aimed at kids.
We've always felt that for our kids' programs, that we want to have a safe haven, safe from commercialism, safe from violence, and safe from adult content. And young teenagers, 12, 13, 14, 15, we still consider in that kids group, a different demographic, but still kids nevertheless.
Robert Wolonsky, Dallas Observer popular culture critic, dismisses such thinking about teen programming as childish. Wolonsky is a staunch supporter of American High. He calls it the ultimate after-school special.
It's a very difficult show to watch because it is a very real show. It is the very definition of reality TV in the way that Survivor and any of these other shows will never be. That's not what most TV is. I don't think people know what to make of TV that's like that.
She told me I must pack my stuff.
Throwing Ellie out of the house was probably the most difficult thing for me to do. Selfishly, I thought I was going to go out of my mind, and I just needed her to go away, and I needed that space.
To keep stations from abandoning American High, PBS President Pat Mitchell taped a message describing the show as raw and unsettling, but part of public television's mission to be relevant. And a tamer version of the show was made available for concerned stations. But that was never an issue for some markets.
All right, as we finish settling in, once again, I'm Tracy Matisak from WHYY. We're so glad to have you all here tonight, and I want to begin by thanking everybody who worked so hard.
Urban stations like Philadelphia's WHYY confidently promoted American High. On a rainy night last month, about 50 kids, parents, and teachers gathered at the station to watch clips of the show and talk about them. The presence of a special guest star excited some diehard fans. Kelsey, Meredith, and Eileen, all sophomores at Hallahan Catholic Girls High School, were eager to list their favorite characters.
Mine's Morgan.
He's over there.
And he's over there.
Mine is Brad.
The gay
guy. He's gay, but I think he's so honest the way he portrays his feelings, and he doesn't even seem ashamed of it. He's awesome. He's a role model.
I like Susie because we sort of have a common interest in music. Is she going to... like doing the all-state thing or whatever, I sort of have a connection with her.
American High offers these girls characters they identify with, unlike the beautiful people of Dawson's Creek and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And, they say, it portrays kids the right way. For R.J. Cutler, this is confirmation. People are watching. The right people.
What we are is almost doubling their teenage audience. I mean, the last statistic I saw said American High had improved on the PBS teenage audience and people in their early 20s by 175%. So, you know, that's good news for everybody.
But popular culture critic Robert Wolonsky sees this PBS victory as most likely temporary.
Some kid's going to love American High, turn on PBS and want to watch it, and they're going to end up watching Masterpiece Theater or Benny Hill, and they're going to go, what the hell am I doing on this network? And I've screwed up somehow. I mean, until PBS goes with three or four shows like American High, until they make a concerted effort to go after a younger audience, then American High is going to be an aberration.
American High wraps up its first run this week, but the network will start it again in July. And there's a chance of a second version of the show to be set in an inner-city school, as well as some other programming planned to appeal to teen audiences, if PBS can get their attention. Susan Stone, NPR News, Washington.